Good afternoon, Mayo MS, oral and maxillofacial surgeon, Stanny speaking.
Yes, hi. I don't know if you recall, I rang about a couple of weeks ago. My name is Robert Cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in relation to having a dental implant and so forth. So basically it's just following up on that original call that I made. But what it was is I've had the CT scan that was originally requested. Now, this was when Dr. Howard Cho was working for a previous company. So, So what it is so the dental diagnostics have done that. And I've had the, my dentist has removed the molar tooth that had to come out and so forth. And so I'm at the stage of requiring the dental implant and the regeneration that they do with the grafting and so forth. So, yeah.
Okay, no problem. I do remember you. I had actually called a couple of times, but every time I called through, the phone kept going to voicemail. I wasn't too sure, but I did leave a couple of voicemails.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. Not a problem. I'm just having a quick look at my nose. So have you had a recent referral given to you?
Not really, no. Just that, like that was back in May, so that was when he looked at that. So to get my tooth back in May. So I had I met with him in May and so forth, and then eventually I got the X-ray done and the tooth pulled, sort of thing. So he'd spoken to my Dr. Howard Cho, had spoken to Ruben Soot, who from Essential Teeth, who'd and they he'd given Ruben Soot the go ahead to have the tooth removed. So that was the first part of the process,
So has Dr. Soot written a new referral? Because I've gotten written in here. I believe someone who spoke to you initially said they you had a referral from Dr. Soot for the 36 implant.
Just trying to see. Not really sure, no. No, I don't think I've got anything here from him.
Okay. All right, so you had your last referral for Dr. Cho in May.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll try and follow that up with Interface and see if I can get a copy of that instead. Okay, and in terms of the implants, Dr. Cho requested to see you for an initial consult. The implant?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Ask for patient details so we can follow up in case. Oh, yes, so it says here on the 14th of October, Ruben Soot called to say he gave referral to patient for 36 implant and the patient would contact us.
Okay.
So there must be a referral somewhere.
Okay. Just going through all my things here.
That's okay. Even if you just bring it to the consultation, when we book it, that's completely fine.
Right, okay. Yeah, all right. Okay.
And I'm going to call Dr. Soot just to see if he took a copy, whether he can send it if you don't have it.
Yeah, I've got everything here in the folder and I can't sort of see.
Okay. Whereabouts are you located, Robert?
I'm at Callumbar.
Okay.
Sorry.
So Dr. Cho is currently doing his consultations out of Lutwyche, Springwood, and Ipswich. So do you have a preference?
Oh, yeah, Springwood is by far the closest, yeah.
Okay. So we'll just advise you that he only does the local anaesthetic procedures for implants in his Lutwyche clinic. So obviously
okay.
That's not the initial consultation. That will just be once you've booked in the treatment, it will be in Brisbane.
Okay, so I have to have it in Lutwyche, do I? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just where he's got all his equipment set up.
Yeah, that's where the equipment is to do it. Yep, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, Springwood. Okay, so he does only consult out there once every 4 weeks, and he has actually just had his consulting day there. So his next isn't until the 27th of November.
Right. Well, it's probably preferable from a financial viewpoint to have some of the work, you know, the work done before this year, calendar year, if that's possible. So
that's definitely possible.
Yeah. Okay. So perhaps should I speed up the process by having a consult over Lutwyche or something?
Yeah, you can definitely do that. Otherwise, so you can do it in Lutwyche. Otherwise, he is in Ipswich on Thursday as well. So whatever's closest for you.
Both quite far away.
Yeah.
I suppose, or Ipswich would be okay, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, look, it's completely up to you. He can...
He can
see you as early as tomorrow at Lutwyche or Thursday morning in Ipswich.
Okay. Let's go for Thursday morning at Ipswich, yeah.
Okay. So your initial consultation to discuss implants does fall under a complex procedure. So it's $245 for a consultation, and Medicare will cover a rebate of $86.15.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's fine, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me check I've got some other... Okay. Robert, do you have an email address I could pop on your file?
Yes. B-O-B.
Mm-hmm.
Hyphen.
Mm-hmm.
A-hyphen.
Mm-hmm.
Job, J-O-B, @live.com.au.
Okay.
So that's hyphens or dashes rather than in between Bob or Job. As opposed to underscore, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just going to... Okay, that is all booked in, so I will call... Dr. Suit's offices to see if I can follow up that referral.
What was the time of the appointment, sorry?
Oh, sorry, my apologies. 9:10.
Okay. 9:10 a.m. Okay. At Ipswich, yep.
Yes, and then in the email I will send you a welcome pack and it will have a map to where you need to go and the address and everything.
Okay, sure. Yep, okay.
So I will send that shortly and follow up your referral. Have you had a recent OPG or CT, you said?
Yeah, I had that. That's with Dental Diagnostics. That was done on the 29th of September.
Okay.
That was based on his referral date from the 14th of May, 2025. So he should be able to access that.
fine. I've just made a file of that. So I will go and follow that up with Dental Diagnostics online and put that in your file. And other than that, if I have any other concerns, I will give you a call.
Okay. Yeah, okay. No, that's fine. Thank you.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much, Robert, for your call.
Okay. Bye. 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 Bye.